Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you missed it, a couple days ago, we were talking about the right and wrong way to do laundry. Turns out there is such a thing as a laundry expert. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Mike Ribnick.
Mike, how does one become a laundry expert?
Well, I've worked for a laundry company for over 8 years, and we go to laundry college as part of our training.
That's pretty legit.
Right, like college. If we were in a courtroom and laundry had killed other laundry, and they called you in to testify about said laundry habits, then you would be a guy to trust. I'm won over immediately.
All right, So what is the right way to do laundry? Because we were blown away by how many people had different versions of how they do laundry. For me, it all just goes in one, the washing machine. I push the on button, and then I put it in the dryer, and that's the end of it.
You're going to make me sick.
Mm. So we do recommend sorting laundry. We do recommend sorting lights and darks and delicates out. And kids' clothes, so baby's clothes. Use a different laundry detergent for baby clothes. Their skin is sensitive, and harmful chemicals can have an adverse reaction to their skin. But you don't have to go to the extreme of saying darks, grays, blues, reds, whites. You don't have to go to that extreme, but we do recommend that you keep color groups somewhat together, because what happens is if you put a dark color in with white, what ends up happening to the dark is it actually gets gray. So your black jeans, if you constantly wash with white, they show age and they gray quicker. And so you want to keep your color groups together.
But do you have to wash jeans separately? Like somebody was saying
no.
That they separate fabrics.
Come on, man.
No. You can absolutely positively put your jeans in with your dark towels or your dark shirt or whatever. And then it's personal preference, whether you want to put your jeans in the dryer or not. That's personal preference. The myth that's out there is the dryer shrinks clothes. Your dryer doesn't shrink clothes. Your washer shrinks your clothes. The reaction of textures of your clothes, the fabric, with the water, whether it's hot or cold, actually has the reaction to make clothes shrink.
And there's a lot of debate, too, cold water versus hot water, which to me, I don't know. I never questioned why there were even options. I just picked hot. I don't know. Is there a difference?
Go cold, man. Go cold.
Laundry detergent is manufactured to work in either hot or cold. And again, personal preference, we do find that your whites will do better on a hot load. You want your whites to look white. For some reason, it's just a reaction that happens. But all laundry detergent is manufactured to do hot or cold water.
Mike, you seem like a relatively reasonable fellow. I'm going to take most of this information with me as gospel. The jeans with other things. I've got some friends that would like to differ here. Mr. Levi, Mr. Wrangler, Mr. whatever another guy's jeans name would be. Either way, other than that, it sounds like you're pretty on top of this.
Well, we have to know what we're talking about. You know, I'm a sales guy, so I have to be in front of customers and talking about how to do laundry and what to do. So we have to be up to speed on everything around what to do with laundry.
I really like that he had to go to laundry college. I feel like I need to probably take a course in laundry college myself.
You blow a couple of these laundry calls in front of a room full of angry people, they'll drag you down the street. He's right.